Time for Hidden History. Around this time each week, we look at something in the past in our region. Charles Fay is the man with his finger on the pulse. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
It's sort of a little bit of a pun there because there was no pulse in terms of who we're talking about now this morning. Nice cheery one. The last bloke hung in Bendigo.
Charles John Hall. He was hung on the 13th of September, 1897.
Wow. And I believe there's still a stone somewhere there that has his details on it too.
Yeah, a little plaque. And yeah, because I think when you get hung in jail, you get buried in sort of an unmarked grave. So
right.
It was later on put there to show that he was hung there, yeah.
Okay. So what was the background to this?
Oh, it's a terrible story, I suppose. Of sort of love and jealousy. Charles John Hall was a sort of, I suppose, a Bendigo-born man. He was a keen footballer and cricketer, although only 5'4", played for Eagle Hawk, North Bendigo, and had offers to play in Melbourne. He was a good cricketer. But he married very young, and he married a Minnie Truesdale. They were married at 19, and again, the marriage seems to have been a disaster. The first child was born within a few months of marriage and died within a few hours. A second child was born in 1895. But by that stage, Charles Hall had met a barmaid by the name of Eva Scott. And Eva Scott was pregnant by her employer. So Charles Hall took it on himself to support her, and basically this all led to a sort of the collapse of the marriage. I mean, Hall lost several jobs as a miner because he was sort of not sort of giving due attention to work, and poor old Minnie Truesdale was expecting a third child in mid 1896, so the whole thing's a mess.
Sure.
And then, basically, I suppose it's a rather complex story. But on the morning of February 11th, 1897, Minnie normally sort of got up early in the morning and made Charles breakfast and made breakfast for their child, but she wasn't seen, and neighbours didn't see her. And then Charles Hall came home from work at about 11 o'clock, rushed into the house, rushed out of the house and said that his wife, Minns, was dead.
Mm.
And basically that sort of set in motion. A local doctor was sent along to look at it. He found Min in a sort of, I suppose, a bathtub, and she was dead.
She was, from what I understand, she was sort of kneeling in front of it with the head in, and but they reckon certainly the second autopsy or whatever said there was no water in the lungs, so that sort of was, I think, leading to Charles's demise pretty quickly as well.
Yeah, because what also happened, I suppose, is she was actually buried because the doctor, a quick post-mortem was conducted, not a post-mortem, but an inquest was conducted on the day they found her. She was dead, but Minnie's family called for an exhumation and police were sent up from Melbourne. She was exhumed and a pathologist sort of, as you said, found no water in the lung. So a first trial was held in June 97 and no verdict was reached. And then the judge called for a second trial in July 97, and that was held at Castlemaine. And the judge had said that in the first trial, the rumours got around that one of the jurors had said that they weren't going to convict because they disapproved of the death penalty.
Oh, okay.
And so in the second trial, the judge conducted it in Castlemaine and basically said that none of the jurors were to allow themselves to sit on the jury if they were opposed to the death penalty.
I tell you what, a fascinating one, because obviously they didn't like the death penalty, but a bit of adultery. that was all right. Oh, dear. So all ended with poor old Charles getting strung up.
Yeah, and basically, I suppose what happened, the second trial found him guilty. He was then put into the Bendigo jail awaiting the death sentence. And basically what happened then was the local Anglican minister came to see him, and during those sort of conversations, Charles admitted to killing Min.
Okay.
But basically, he didn't mean to kill her. He was basically a sort of a domestic argument. And it, you know, went too far, and she died.
Yeah, jeepers.
And I suppose nowadays it'd be manslaughter.
Yeah. The interesting thing, Charles, and we've got to leave it here, but the interesting thing is, of course, when you walk into a lumber theatre, you'll walk right under where poor old Charles was hung. Because you walk under the gallows, I think, when you're walking into a lumber theatre. So there you go. Yeah. There's a cheery thought.
The thing that just finally amazes me is just how quickly it went. You know, the murder was supposed to have occurred in February 1997.
Yeah.
He was hung by September, you know.
Jesus, no mucking around, that's for sure.
No mucking around,
no,
yeah.
Exactly. Charles, fascinating part of our history. Thank you for that. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, catch you,
cheers,
Mark.
Cheers, Charles Fay, Hidden History. The Alumbra Theatre, former jail, and fascinating. I love the building. It's just brilliant.